We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Ma'acholei Akum, Halacha Aleph, Paragraph Zayin. V'zeh shekosu b'Shulchan Aruch, Rav Nosson Zal says, this is what we find in Shulchan Aruch Yoredeya, Simen Kuf Yud Zayin says, She'im nizdamna loy nevela, that if a person is not doing business with non-kosher food, but if in the process of shechita, let's say, there's a shechita that doesn't go well, and the animal becomes nevela, sheyemaher lemochro miyad, that the person should hurry to sell it immediately, get rid of it quickly. Ki afilu b'masu matin shel heter, tzorech lemaher v'limkor haschoiro, v'lo yasha oisei etzloi harbe. Because we know even when a person is doing business with kosher merchandise, the person has to move quickly and sell the merchandise, not hold on to it for a long time. Kamoi Shom Razal, as the Gemara says in Psochem, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, Zabin Vitischaret, sell and regret. You know, even if you're going to have regrets, sell. Move the merchandise. Kedei lemaher lahashlich meolov hamaso koveid shemuteles olov, in order to hurry and remove from oneself the heavy burden that's on him, kolzman she'oisek v'toireach b'masumatan, throughout the whole time period that he's involved in doing the business, in transacting. Kolzman she'aschoira she'kono munachas etzloi, meaning especially throughout the time period that the merchandise that he bought in order to resell is still in your possession. You're still holding on to that merchandise. She'oz hi bebechinas masa kanal, where at that point in time, it's in the category of masa, as we discussed earlier. Alkein tzorech lemaher lemochro, therefore you have to hurry up and sell it. Kedei lahashlich me'olov hamasa, in order to remove from yourself this masa, this burden, this weight. Velovoi lebechinas matan, and to get to the next phase of the business, which is matan, shehu hatikunana, which is the tikun of maso matan, as we discussed earlier. The alkein badvorim hatmeim, therefore, when a person encounters something that's unkosher, like nevela or something like that, af shenizdamnuloi, even though he wasn't doing business in that lechatchila, it just happened. He's got a kosher schlachthaus, he's got a kosher beis hashchita, and they shecht hundreds of animals every day, and there are animals every day that come up as nevela, where the shechita is no good. So ukvar nofal memoinoi l'shom, and his money is already invested in that. Umutor lamochro kanal, and therefore the Torah gives him permission to sell it. Al kol ponim tzorech lemaher ma'oid ma'oid lemochro tekef umiyad. Still, the person has to really hurry up and sell it immediately, get rid of it right away. V'lo yasha oiso etzloi klal, and not hold on to it for any length of time whatsoever. Sheloi liso olov maso koveid kazu shel dvorim tmeim kanal, so that he's not holding on to this heavy burden of this non-kosher item, this nevela that's his, and that's a burden on him right now. Ki kol hadvorim shem tachas reshusoi shel odom tzorech lefazer nafshoi l'shom bepizur hanefesh. Because everything that's in a person's possession, his nefesh is spread out in those things. Because the shoyresh of a person's nefesh is in his possessions. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses in Torah Samach Tes in Likutei Moharan Chelek Aleph, shekol nichsei odom shehein hu ashirus, Shom Shoyresh HaNefesh, that all the possessions of a person, which are his wealth, his house, his car, his tables, his bookcase, everything, that's also, his Shoyresh HaNefesh is also found in those items. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Moharan, where Rabbeinu Zal discusses this. And also this is mentioned in other chapters in Likutei Moharan. V'ze shebikesh hachocham. And this is why we find the Chocham, the author of the Sefer Choivas Halvovois, says in Shar HaBitochin, Hatzileini mi pizur hanefesh. Hashem, please save me from pizur hanefesh, from my soul being scattered. There's a term in English, scatterbrain, a person who's scatterbrain, and there's this a concept of a person's soul being scattered. Dehainu shloyu nechosov mefuzorim, meaning that my possessions shouldn't be all over the place, scattered in all kinds of different places. Ki kishenichse odo mefuzorim azai hu pizur hanefesh mamish, because when a person's possessions are spread out, then the person is in a state of pizur hanefesh. His soul is scattered. It's not focused. It's not concentrated, in a sense. Kishom shoyrish hanefesh kanal, because within a person's possessions, that's where the shoyrish hanefesh is. V'alkein his hiro hatoiro lo'oilom yehei mamoino shalodom tzorur biyodoi. And this is why the Torah tells us that a person should always see to it that his money should be bound in his hand. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Vitzarto hakesef biyodcha," kama shedorshu razal in Bob Metzia daf mem beis, as the Gemara says over there, that your money should be tzoror biyodcha, ki hamomoin shehu hanefesh kanal tzorach sheyet tzoror biyodoi kedei shlo yispazer nafshe bepizra nefesh kanal, because it's preferred, in a sense, for a person to have his money in his hands. It doesn't mean literally in his hand, but it means on hand, close by, close to him, so that he's not in this state of pizur hanefesh. He's not scattered. He's not all over the place. V'yalkein, afilu kishuhoise maso matin, mach mashuhu muchruch laze, kedei larviach momoin, kedei lahashlim nafshe biyoise kanal. And therefore, even when a person is engaging in business, they're buying and selling, because in order to make profit, in order to make money, in order to be mashlim his nefesh, the more money he makes, the more he acquires money or possessions, the more he gets to a shleimus hanefesh. V'tzorech behechrech lefazer nafshoi, and in doing business, a person must have this pizur hanefesh to a degree. Dehainu shemefazer mamoinoi v'koines choyres bado, meaning he takes his money, which is his nefesh, and he buys merchandise with it. Ki yefsher laharviach kim al yidei zeh kanal, because it's impossible to make money other than through that methodology. Afal pikein tzorich lemaher limkoir haschoira. Still, the advice of the Torah is move quickly to sell the merchandise, to unload the merchandise, kedei lekabetz nafshoi, in order to regather your, to gather up your soul, ulahashlich hamasa meolav kanal, and to get rid of the masa. The masa again being the merchandise that you bought in order to sell. V'zeh shehizhiru rabbeinu zal zabin v'tischorit kanal, and this is why our rabbis tell us in the Gemara, sell and regret, but get rid of it. Get that merchandise out. You know that that's. Now again, this isn't a rule 100%. This doesn't mean every single time you acquire real estate or you know, gold, ready, get rid of it right away at whatever price. But this is definitely a consideration. This is definitely an underlying theme in a person transacting business, to know what's going on a spiritual level. That when you're spreading your money out, there's a bechin of a pizur hanefesh, which is necessary sometimes to get to shleimus hanefesh, to acquire, to make money, to make profit. But at the same time, to know what's going on, and to keep your eye on the ball, and to know what the real move is. The real move isn't acquiring merchandise. The real move is selling it, unloading it, trying to make a profit. And sometimes it's even worth it to unload it without making a profit, so you don't get stuck with merchandise where you have a bigger loss. V'alkeim chometz bepesach, she'isuroi chomor biyoyser ma'oid. Therefore, when we're dealing with chametz on Pesach, where the Isur of Chametz on Pesach is very strict, Osro HaToyro Isoi Bebal Yero Ubal Yemotze. The Torah goes so far as to say you're not allowed to see it, you're not allowed to see your own Chametz, and it's not allowed to be found in your possession, even if you don't see it. It can't be in your closets or anything that belongs to you. Sheho Isur Hu Sheloyeh Birshusoi. The Isur is that you're not allowed to have Chametz in your possession. Keep in mind, sometimes when we do have Chametz over Pesach in our house, it's not our house. We've sold those closets, you know, we've sold that stuff to the goy. K'moishom Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says, Ki shelcho iatoroye. Your Chametz, you're not allowed to see. You're allowed to see somebody else's Chametz. You're allowed to see Chametz that belongs to Hekdesh, but yours you're not allowed to see. Kilagoidel ho isro shel Chametz bePesach, al kein hu poigem benafshoy moid, kolz manshu bechlal memoinoy ureshusoy. Because of the severity of Chametz on Pesach, because it's so strict an isur, therefore it could cause major damage to a Jew's soul, so long as it's yours. It's your money or it's in your possession. Al kein sorech levaroi miyad. Therefore, the person has to get rid of it immediately. V'al kein shar hoisurim, af sheinon chamurin kol kach, umutur lamochron ulekabel dmeim. And therefore, other kinds of isurim, which are not as strict as chametz on Pesach. There's no isur of bal yero, bal yemotze. You're allowed to do business in them, like we said in the case of nevela, other things where it's nizdamin loy. Al koponim, tzorech lemaher moed bemechirosam. Still, the Torah's advice is move quickly to unload it, to sell it, kedei lahashlech meolav bemechirus maso kazu kanal, in order to remove from himself quickly this maso, this burden, so that his soul should not be scattered in these kind of things, in dvarim tmeim, non-kosher things. V'alkein mutar ligvois dvarim tmeim b'choivoi menoakum, mepneishu kematzil miyodom, kemoishu kosu b'shulchan orach hain shom. And this is also the reason why if a goy owes money to a Jew, the Jew's allowed to collect his debt in non-kosher stuff, in nevelas or things like that, because it's like he's rescuing it from them. He's getting it out of their hands, as it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Kimeach harshekvar nofal memoinoi bein hashivim amomim, shehem bechinas dvorim tmeim, shemisham shoshmel, because since the Jew's money is already in the goy's hands, for whatever reason, due to whatever circumstances, the Jew has X dollars in the goy's hands, and now he's trying to get it back. So now that the money is among the 70 nations, it's in the category of Dvorim Tmeim. This Jewish money that's in the hand of the goy is Bechinas Dvorim Tmeim. Al kein muter lohitzi momun digdusha shel Yisrael mehem afilu al yidei dvorim tmeim. For this reason, the Torah says you're allowed to rescue that Jewish money, that momun digdusha, from their tomei hands, even through dvorim tmeim. Kemoy nizdamen loy nevela shemut al mochram yach shekar nof moinu l'shom shemut al mochram yidei lohitzi momunim ashiuch al kanal. Just as we said in the case where a person's shechting animals, and a shechita doesn't go well, and the animal becomes nevela, once the Jew's money is already invested in that, he bought those behemoths already, his money is in it already, he's allowed to sell it to get his money out. To get out whatever he can. K'moy kein muter lohoitzi mamoyne minoakum, afilu ayidei dvorim tmeim, kedei lohoitzi mashiucha lohoitzi. Similarly, a Jew is allowed to get his money out of the goy, even in the form of dvarim tmeim, even in the form of non-kosher things, in order to get what he can, to rescue what he can. Ki kishimamoinoi bein hoakum kvarhum mishuka bedvarim tmeim. Because when the Jew's money is in the goy's possession, it's already in a category of dvarim tmeim, in a sense, to a degree. ki shneihem mishoyresh echad kanal, because the goy comes from the same shoyresh as those dvorim tmeim. Ki gol ki kol dvorim tmeim heim bechinas leshoynos shel shivam amamim kanal, because all non-kosher items, all forbidden items, are in the category of the languages of the 70 nations, as we mentioned earlier.